Welcome to the CIO Today podcast. Here we explore the field of technology and leadership through conversations. I'm your host Stella, and in today's episode, we have the privilege of delving into the world of strategic consulting with our guest, Christian Jennings. As the CEO of Unbound Consulting, Christian brings valuable expertise, advice, and insights to the table. Hello, Christian. How are you doing? I really want to thank you for being a part of this episode with me today.
Thank you.
So, motivated by a desire to reinvent the marketing space, you have led Unbound Consulting with a commitment to drive results through a more connected approach. Your career, showcases a dedication to finding the perfect blend of skill and passion. So without any further ado, let's just get started with some questions so that our audience can discover more about you and your work.
Sounds great.
Right. So it would be amazing if you could share with us your journey. How did you come to choose this path and be where you are today?
Sure. So I've spent my entire career working in startups of some fashion. I'm usually on the ground floor, one of the first five employees. And even though my career started in marketing, obviously I eventually transitioned into the role of a chief operating officer. And then now I'm Bell Consulting as a business strategist. And the reason behind that is because over time, what I found is that my true passion lies within startups and helping visionaries and entrepreneurs realize their dreams. I, started and launched a successful advertising agency in 2015. And I really got to experience during that time what it meant to be the visionary, be the founder of an organization. And throughout my career working in these startups, I've been given these opportunities to chase new opportunities. If I saw a vision, I could bring that to my team and let them know the next big thing is going to be this X, Y, and Z. And they would give me the support to go and pursue it. And because of that, I've been able to build a career around seeing visions, making those visions a reality versus your typical career path where you just work your way up the ladder. And after doing that for so many years and transitioning into that like second in command COO role at my last full-time agency, I realized that what I really wanted to do was help support as many entrepreneurs as possible. And the way to do that had to be to break myself free from a typical 9-to-5 job so that I could go find a way to do just that. And so Unbound Consulting was born out of this idea that I want to be able to help in the next 5 years, 500 entrepreneurs realize their dream.
Wow, that's really fascinating to hear. Your experience, gives a great start to a discussion. Building solid relationships is a cornerstone of success. How does Unbound Consulting build these connections, both with clients and within the team?
Well, within the team, it's really a collaborative approach to everything, just like we are with clients. And the thing is, those that I'm hiring and working with underneath me, they too are similar in the sense that they are motivated by autonomy. They are high-level strategic thinkers, but they also are very skilled in the execution of business plans and business strategies. And so working together, we support both the development of business strategies for our clients as well as the execution, because a lot of these startups don't have that person in place to actually execute on the plan. And they're all visionary minded, which means the details are not where their greatest value lies. So getting them out of the day-to-day and us taking over that day-to-day piece, we're able to help very quickly spin them up. With our clients, again, we serve as a part of their team. We literally embed ourselves onto their leadership teams and help make sure that there is alignment within the leadership team, help them develop the processes, the people strategies, helping them to really build the foundation to grow and scale. And we find that by doing that, they are actively inviting us in and allowing us to actually be a part of the team. So it makes it a lot easier for us to do our job, even though we're doing it virtually for the most part.
Right. Yeah. That's such a valuable point you've made there about, collaborative approach. So given your passion for reinventing the marketing space, What trends or innovations do you see, you know, reshaping the industry? And how is Unbound Consulting positioned to stay at the forefront of all of that?
Right. Well, I'm no longer in marketing. This is a full business strategy, although marketing obviously becomes a part of that. What we're looking to do is really create a connected approach from the development of business strategy all the way to marketing execution. And so the way that, you know, we're seeing this big issue happening where there's this 90% failure rate of startups, 80% failure rates of mergers and acquisitions. Only 30% of the startups that make it past year five will actually make it to year 10. And it all, you know, when we go and get in underneath the hood and look at what's happening within these organizations and why they are having these challenges, it always boils down to the same thing. The vision isn't clear. The team doesn't have focus. They have people issues and they have process issues. So being able to bring in a collaboration of other executive fractional leaders. So it's not just myself and the members of my team, but it's also these partners that we've developed throughout so that we could provide end-to-end service to our clients. So anyone from an executive coach to a fractional chief operating officer, to a fractional CFO, to fractional HR, we have those team members. Now, not every one of those team members services every client. It is all about coming in and identifying what it is that the clients need and being able to give them the team they need in that moment when they need it. So it provides also a way to access the executive level skills that are needed without breaking the bank, because they couldn't afford to essentially hire this many people to be on that leadership time. We're able to do that for them on a smaller scale and still make great impact.
Oh, absolutely. So this brings me to my next question, actually. So as a women CEO in a leadership role, how do you navigate and overcome challenges? And what insights can you share on, you know, establishing diversity and inclusion within this field?
Sure. The way that we overcome some of those challenges is to bring it back to our values. Mm-hmm. So when I, you know, part of developing this business strategy is also developing our core values. And those are essentially our operating principles. How do we behave? How do we act as an organization? How do we make decisions when it comes to working together, when it comes to working with clients, and when it comes to working with outside partners? And by being steadfast in my values and in the company values, it is rare for us to have conflict. And I'll give you an example. One of our core values is Unbound by Fear. And just this week, my integrator reminded me that I was actually breaking one of those core values, the Unbound by Fear value. And the Unbound by Fear means that we are willing to step into the danger and have those hard conversations with clients when needed to make sure we're doing the right thing. It means that we know that while the solution may be easy, maybe simple, it doesn't always mean that it's easy. And we don't let those things hold us back, because at the end of the day, it's what's best and right. And when we bring it back to our values, I really appreciated my integrator coming to me and saying, it looks like you're breaking one of our core values. We're supposed to be unbound by fear. So let's make sure we're doing the right thing for the client. And by being reminded of that and stepping forward and stepping into the danger, so to speak, with that client, we were actually finally able to make change happen when we had kind of become stagnant for a couple of weeks and couldn't push them through. And it's because they had not heard what they needed to hear just yet. When it comes to diversity and inclusion, at the end of the day, for me, it is about finding those people and those individuals who are aligned with my values just as much as they are aligned to a skill set that I'm looking for. So doing so, I'm able to, you know, as long as I can find that, I'm able to connect with men and women, you know, of all different diverse backgrounds, you know, genders, races, to be a part of the team. Now, we are early in our stage of building this out, obviously. So there's more diversification that needs to happen. But our clients are seeing doing that. And therefore, we're able to support them also in building a more diverse workforce.
No, that's amazing. I couldn't agree more, actually. And your words, it's really great to have you share with us. So, for the upcoming generation entering the strategic consulting and this profession, what advice would you offer them?
I think the greatest advice that I would offer them would be to, that's a great question, actually. There's so much advice. I think at the end of the day, the biggest piece of advice would be, as a consultant, you're being hired to be the expert in the room. So you have to come in prepared, you have to come in knowledgeable, and you have to be willing to say, I don't know that answer. Let me get back to you and I'll find it to clients because they're putting so much trust into you and you have such a short amount of time to show impact that you have to come in fully confident in what you can offer and the value you could bring. And you also have to be willing to admit when that is not a value that you have, but be willing to go figure it out for them. They really are looking for consultants to step in and help them figure out key issues or how to move things forward. A great challenge within the consulting industry is a lot of clients are left feeling like they were given this great, beautiful playbook, a strategy, and a plan, but no one's helping them to execute. So being prepared to actually execute against that plan will ensure that anyone can be successful in the consulting field as well.
Wow, I really appreciate your honesty and this advice that you just shared with us. So, thank you so much for contributing such a great perspective. So, looking ahead, what future plans and goals do you envision for Unbound Consulting, and how do you see the company evolving to meet the changing needs of businesses in the years to come?
Yeah, I think the greatest evolution will be to continue to hire more what I refer to as integrators. Those are the those individuals who can sit at 50,000 feet with a visionary and see their big vision, but have the skills and the business acumen in order to execute on that. So continue to build that team, but then also layering in other opportunities. 500 entrepreneurs in 5 years is no small task. So it cannot be small scale. So looking at ways to provide multiple entrepreneurs in, workshops in one day so they get what they need and we can touch and help as many as possible, finding ways to do it so it's more affordable for those that are really in the early stages, and continuing to build out key partners, trusted partners that we're able to collaborate with and continue to help those consultants as well. I think that is the way we will evolve slowly. As we're doing that, we'll continue to look for, what is that next path? What is that next thing that we could bring to the entrepreneurial space, continue to support them? What I want to see happen over the next 5 years is that percentage of that 90% failure rate slowly dwindle and become less and less. And that's because we will play a key role in providing entrepreneurs with the tools they need and the knowledge they need to truly be successful and make it through that first 5 years, which is so imperative to their future.
Wow, that was brilliant, really. Thank you so much for sharing such amazing things with us. It was a really good experience talking with you today, Christian.
Thank you so much.
So perfect. I hope you have a good day ahead.
You as well. Have a great day.
And that concludes this insightful episode of the CIO Today podcast. A big thank you to our guest, Christian Jennings, for her perspectives on strategic consulting and marketing career. It has been truly enlightening. To our listeners, thank you so much for joining us today. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe and stay tuned for more creative discussions on the latest trends and innovations that are shaping the role of CEOs in today's digital landscape. Until next time.